The New River Gorge in southern West Virginia is America's 63rd and newest national park. The designation was one of the initiatives tucked into the $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and spending bill passed in December, and we want to learn more about it. Lizzie Watts is the new park's superintendent. Lizzie, welcome. Nice to speak with you, and congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. We're pleased to be with y'all today and excited about being here to share news about the new national park and preserve.
And we're excited to hear it. So first, if I could ask you to paint a picture for us, what makes the New River Gorge so remarkable?
Well, there are many things, but the four areas that are now in the national park are four of the more spectacular. One is Sandstone Falls. Next is, as you move north, is you'll go to Grandview. And Grandview is the highest part. It's 1,400 feet, an incredible view of the whole river. And it has a tremendous forest with rhododendrons and bird habitat and special species. And then if you go even further north, the next place tells about our remarkable human history here for coal mining, railroading, and logging. And that's the little town of Thurman, where the historic depot is open. The last but not the least, the most important area is actually the gorge. And that really highlights the river. It's narrow and windy and steep, and people come to climb the rock, and they come to whitewater boat and to fish. But it is spectacular 7 miles of whitewater. Those four parts are the special parts of the park, and then the other 90% will be preserved.
I want to know more about the history of this area. Of course, this is West Virginia. You mentioned that coal mining and logging were once pretty prominent along the river. Tell me more about, you know, what has happened since then and how the area has been preserved and restored.
It's really quite remarkable. We get a lot of sunshine and a lot of rain in the Southern Appalachians. And that combination has allowed the natural forest to come back. So you don't see the same picture you would have seen 100 years ago when you look out of the Canyon Rim Visitor Center's window. You actually see complete forest.
You know, it's interesting that there will be a few things allowed in this national park that just generally aren't allowed in many others across the country. And that includes hunting in certain areas. And also, is this right, base jumping off the 876-foot-high New River Gorge Bridge at least once a year?
Yes, sir. The bridge actually is owned by the state, and it's one of their historic sites. And they do base jump from the top of the bridge, but they land in the park. They land hopefully in the little area called Fayette Station Beach. It happens once a year in October, and people literally come from all over the world. It's considered one of the safer base jumps because we have all kinds of safety people involved in it. But these parachutists are the best in the world.
This park sounds like a good place to get your adrenaline pumping.
So, okay. It is high adventure in a lot of ways. But it also has those beautiful places that you can just sit and be inspired by the river. We forget how many people in the world need that respite or a place just to go and enjoy nature. And this is one of the places you can do it with high adventure or no adventure and just come and relax.
Well, the New River was designated a national river in 1978, so really the area has been part of the national park system for a while now. But this is a big new step for you and the people in that area. What does it mean, personally, and to the state of West Virginia, now that it's officially a national park?
Well, I think for us it means that other people in the world now recognize this incredible resource and that we're protecting it at the highest level for future generations.
You know, I remember driving through West Virginia a couple of years ago for the first time and just being absolutely shocked and surprised at how gorgeous the landscape is there. Do you think the state is sort of underappreciated in that regard?
Oh, I really do. I don't think most people actually have a clue of how gorgeous the state of West Virginia is. It has mountains, it's got gorges, it's got cliff lines, it's got forests, lots of waterways. It really is one of those hidden gems in the United States. And maybe with the new designation, it won't be quite as hidden.
Lizzie Watts is the superintendent of the New River Gorge National Park and Preserve. It is the country's newest national park. Thank you very much. We're going to post pictures at hereandnow.org so people can see for themselves. Lizzie, have a great day and congratulations.
Thank you very much.